Ballarat Zone, 3BA 102.3, John Farnham's Pressure Down. It's 19 away from 8, PT and the Big Show, midweek Wednesday morning. And boy, the month goes quickly. Time to catch up with the president of the Ballarat Sportsmen's Association, Bruce Tweedale. Good morning to you, Bruce.
Good morning, PT. Thank you very much for having me.
Always a pleasure to see your smile and dial and have a chat to you. Not only you, but we get to chat with one of our great sports persons from around Australia.
Yes, we do.
And we've certainly got a very special guest coming up next Wednesday at your annual dinner, your monthly dinner.
Yep.
Again at the Ballarat Golf Club.
Yes, indeed, yes. At 7 o'clock start next Wednesday, the 4th of May.
Former Australian Test cricketer Chris Rogers is on the OD Cologne. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, and thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Mate, what are you doing cricket-wise at the moment? Much?
No, we've put the bat and balls down for a little while. Thankfully, it was a pretty hectic season in the end for Victoria, and we almost got there. We made it to the Shield final, couldn't quite get over the line, but a little bit of a break now until we go again in the beginning of June.
Well, I'm sure they're not that far because you've got a little 6-year-old, and I'm sure you'll be handing him the bat and throwing him a few balls.
He's just starting to get into it. It's a bit of a slow process, but no, he's starting to love it, which is always good.
Yeah, 10 years playing for Western Australia, now playing for Victoria, obviously. What was it like getting that call up at the age of 30 to play Test cricket, Chris Rogers?
It was a bit of a surprise. I guess growing up playing for Western Australia and you know, I was doing okay, but you looked at the names above, like Langer and Hayden and Ponting and Wars and all these kind of guys. And then there were other good players in the state system as well. So I didn't really even think too much about it until a few of those retirements. And then, you know, then I got a bit hopeful and then had that one opportunity when Matthew Hayden had an injury in 2008 at Perth, and that was right after the Monkeygate test between Harbhajan and Andrew Symon. So there was a bit going on, to be honest, and it would have been a world record 17 tests for Australia in a row. But I was the unlucky charm, I think, and we managed to lose that one, which was a bit unfortunate, and that was it for a while.
Is that the way you looked at that first test? Because you only got to play the one, and then you're out in the wilderness for another 5 years, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I knew where I stood because Hayden, who I'd kind of come in to replace, who was injured, he sat in the rooms the whole time. So I guess, you know, he was always going to come back into that side, and it was a bit of an audition maybe for down the line, but I didn't do particularly well. I got a bit of a dodgy LB in the first innings, but that's the way it goes, and a pretty good ball in the second innings. So, you know, sometimes that happens.
Dodgy LB and a pretty good ball in the second innings. Just spoken like a true batsman, Chris Rogers.
Yeah, well, you've got to look at it philosophically, don't you? You've just got to kind of, you know, move on, really. I mean, it was a bit devastating at the time.
Yeah.
I equate it to, like, you feel like climbing Mount Everest and you get to the top and someone just pushes you off the other side and you have to start all over again. So, it was a bit soul-destroying for a while, but that's professional sport, isn't it?
And you did start all over again, age 35, back into the 2013 Ashes series. That must have just been a complete shock for you.
It was. I mean, I'd heard a few whispers, particularly from my coach Greg Shippard at Victoria at the time, and you know, he's the kind of guy who would know. But I still wasn't getting too hopeful. And I was over at Middlesex. I remember we were doing a training session at the Finchley Indoor. Nets and then got a call from Johnny Birdie, who was chairman of the selectors at the time, and yeah, I didn't know whether it was a joke or not, but it was you know, fantastic news. And the interesting thing was everyone, you know, thinks that you're so excited, but deep down, all I was just getting really, really nervous. I was kind of thinking, what if I, you know, I don't do well? Those were the kind of thoughts that were going through my head. But in the end, it worked out pretty well, and I had a good couple of years playing for Australia and no regrets.
Fantastic. Chris Rogers, just to wrap up this morning, I could go on and on with you, but we'll have more of you next week in Ballarat, of course. Now, how do you go sighting the ball given, and I didn't know this, but you're colourblind and short-sighted as well?
Yeah, and red hair as well. So I didn't really get the trifecta. It's something you grow up with, so it's not like you can't see colour. It's just that they tend to merge into each other. I kind of tell people it's a bit like you wear dark sunglasses, and that's what it looks like. You know that it's hard to pick out colours. So the most difficult time is when you're fielding side on, and there's a crowd or there's trees behind, or even when you are batting and there's a low sight screen and there's a tree behind, that can be difficult. So it did get me one time in England and at a school ground where they were playing an outground for a county game, and Mark Cleary, actually, he was playing for Leicestershire, and he was bowling like the wind, and I just couldn't pick it up because the sight screen was so poor and it was cloudy, and he managed to bowl me a bouncer and I had my grill too low and it went straight through and hit me flush in the eye socket. So it was that was one of the worst blows I had. I just couldn't see the ball, so ended up with 7 stitches and a broken thumb somehow. So, that was a bit nasty.
Chris Rogers, plenty more stories to come. We look forward to having you in Ballarat on Wednesday at the Ballarat Sportsmen's Association's annual dinner, and appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
That is our pleasure. Chris Rogers, former Australian Test cricketer and, of course, Victorian cricketer.
Yes, indeed.
Bruce, and it'll be a pleasure to have him with us in Ballarat.
Next Wednesday, PT.
Seats so, available?
Well, I was just about to say, anyone interested in sport or cricket in general, come along next Wednesday, $60 a head. It's a two-course meal, including drinks. You can come along as a single or a table of eight. Give me a call on 0448 366 037. That's next Wednesday, the 4th of May.
And of course, we'll get those details up onto the Big Show page at 3ba.com.au.
Thank
Look
you.
Forward Thank to catching up with you next month.
Thank you very much, PT. Thanks for having me.